Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I am joined by my esteemed colleague,
Big Shot Bob in the building. What's going on, people?
Man, we did our NBA final stuff. Now it's time to get on to the other stuff that happened this weekend.
I guess it's not as important as the NBA finals, but some other good stuff was going on in the world of sports.
U.S. Open.
Oh, hell yeah.
DJ Dustin Johnson. Called by your boy right here. Also, well, I also did kind of throw Ricky Fowler out there, and he missed the cut again. Rough start.
I don't know, man. Whatever he's doing before these majors.
McIlroy, rough start.
McIlroy.
Spieth, rough start.
Jason Day was 6-over after the first round.
Man, but he came back.
Ooh, I thought he was going to pull it out, man. But
he just ran out of holes, man. He was playing good.
You can't start your first day 6-over though. And it sucked that a lot of the golfers started on Friday and had to play double rounds. It was
weird. Because look at Shane Lowry, the guy who's leading it. He came out, he had like 5 holes left on Sunday morning, mm-hmm. birdied like 4 of them, 3 of them, had a 4-shot or a 3 or 4-shot lead, then sat around for 6, 7, 8 hours. Then had to go back out.
And it's not like you can just go and let me go back to sleep and eat and try to get my stuff back. You're up. You're ready.
Yeah. It was weird, man. The rain. It was like Oakmont's a hard course in general. I mean, look at last 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Cabrera won it with +5. Okay? +5. And you went from good weather to soaking wet rain, slowed everything down. Then 2 days later, it's all dried up and playing fast.
Super fast.
But the rough was still drenched. It was so weird. My thing is, congratulations, man, to Dustin Johnson. So close so many times. Especially at the PGA when he had the weird divot thing. That was... Okay, first of all,
what about the missed putt, though? The controversy of the miss.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say. PGA. All right, look. If a man, you just penalize him and move on. Because you can't tell him, hey, you may or may not have a penalty when you finish this round. It doesn't work like that. You can't go, hey, we weren't really sure if you crossed the goal line, Cam Newton. Play the game out, and then after the game, we'll review it, and we'll either give you the touchdown or take it away. It don't work like that.
That's kind of whack, man.
You got to tell them, just go ahead and pen. Now, of course, I'm really glad it didn't come into play, but it looked like it was, like, 4 or 5 holes left. It was like, he's only up by 1. Then Lowry kind of had a resurgence, caught him again, and fell back down. I mean, there was a lot of guys, Piercy,
Jim Furyk. I thought
Furyk was coming.
He put in 1 under. If he would have stayed at 2 under, I thought he maybe could have put a little pressure. But DJ was so focused, man. It was one point he hit like 25 straight fairways during
coming out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That guy was playing some golf. And coming off the cocaine, it was Dustin Johnson that was involved with that cocaine stuff that got kicked off the tour.
Yeah, it was DJ.
Coming off all that, and then rising to the pinnacle of golf, the national championship.
Especially coming off of last year when you 3-putted from like 5 feet.
And handed Spieth the title.
You know what? I didn't even want it. Want to win it.
Last year, it was Under Armour's year. Under Armour was having a great year.
I have no idea who sponsors him. Titleist.
I think it's Adidas.
Adidas?
I believe it's Adidas that he had on. Yeah, it was Adidas. But Nike's having a good year this year. Adidas just had a good tournament. Team Under Armour, y'all are terrible.
Step your game up, Under Armour.
And Cam Newton loses in the Super Bowl. Jordan Spieth collapses at the Masters. Steph Curry don't show up for the finals. Is Bryce Harper going to get to the pennant and hit 064 or something?
Right. Man. He's throwing no hitters. Can't hit nothing.
Can't hit. Oh, we'll see, man.
All right.
It's something real for me, man. I look at that as something serious.
So let's talk about this for a second. USA. USA. is probably going to lose to Argentina on Tuesday night.
They better play like Iceland was playing and have Messi acting like Ronaldo afterwards.
Messi come out and be like, you can't celebrate because we didn't. You tied us.
They scored. And as karma would have it, you missed a PK in the 79th minute. And you're supposed to be the best striker in the world.
Yeah, no, you're not. Messi's still the best.
USA versus Argentina, Tuesday, what, 8:30?
Yeah, it'll start at 9. Coverage starts at 8:30. Game starts at 9.
Argentina's probably a two-goal favorite.
Probably, man.
If I was looking at this. Okay,
here's my theory on USA soccer right now. They're really the best team we've had in decades.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You got older guys like Dempsey, and you got young guys like Brooks. Now, we go into this game with two guys not allowed to play. Klinsmann, he filed a thing. I didn't even see if anything come back yet. I doubt it'll get overturned or anything like that. They stick pretty well with what the refs do. Look, here's the thing with USA Soccer, man. We can play with anybody. But there's five teams that we can't get past right now. Argentina, Spain, Germany, and a couple others.
The Argentina, the French, the Germans, the Spaniards are really good. The Italians usually have good teams.
Those are like the only teams that like we can play with them, but we're not going to be able to be aggressive.
And the Colombians are really good too, man.
And they beat us already.
Yeah,
Argentina was the worst thing that could have happened to us.
I mean, but we kept advancing, so you knew it was coming.
We're getting another game, though. We're getting a third place game at the worst. So we'll see. If they can win, it may be one of the biggest wins in USA soccer history,
and maybe a springboard the U.S. soccer team for the Olympics. Who's to say what will happen in the Olympics?
So. I mean, they're in medal contention. They're in real medal contention for the Olympics. And when did the Olympics start? I feel like we've been talking about them forever.
August, the first weekend August. I want to say like August 6th, and it goes like 2 weeks or something.
Not to jump back to basketball too much. Well, we will, because we're going to talk about the draft a little bit. But do you think it hurts our chances with guys like Steph, Russell Westbrook, and that now it's coming out that LeBron's probably not going to play in the Olympics, which – by the way, go home, relax.
You've played in three Olympics. Probably don't need to play in another one. I don't think so, because USA basketball is...
We're headlined by Draymond Green and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant came out today said
he's going to play.
He's going to play.
Kyrie Irving will probably be on that team. John Wall, Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson said if they ask him, he's going to play. The USA has...
Drummond.
DeAndre Jordan. They have players. It is not a question about...
Chris Paul?
Blake Paul Griffin? Said he's not playing.
Oh, Chris Paul's not playing?
He's not going to play.
Oh, no, duh. They both got hurt, so they're out.
They got enough young talent. Go get Carl Anthony Towns. He can play. Yeah. If Anthony Davis was healthy, he would be playing. And then they got this whole committee they pick from. They always put kids on the USA Select
usually
team.
Usually one, i.e. Christian Laettner on the Dream Team.
So they got players. They got a pool they can pull from.
Maybe they'll pull up.
I see Paul George coming to play, especially now that he got the cover of 2K17, wanting to push his brand.
I don't know if he's going to be wanting to do that after what happened last time.
Boogie Cousins is going to play. And you know Boogie is a monster. We love having that guy on the team.
I don't know if I'd want to have Boogie on the team.
What? He is an inside monster.
Added entertainment, at least.
At least.
All right, so let's move on to the NBA draft, man. The two big names on the board, Ben Simmons, Brandon Ingram. Who, if you're the 70, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, Simmons is meeting with the 76ers, but he refuses to work out for anybody. Ingram's saying,
that's
like,
gangster, by the way. That's absolute gangster.
Ingram's saying, like, hey, I'll work out, but I'm only going to work out against these top guys. I'm not going up against these scrubs. If you're the 76ers, okay, let me just ask your opinion first, because I've never asked you this before. Who would you take, regardless of all the outside stuff? Would you take Ben Simmons or would you take Brandon Ingram?
Wow. I would probably take Ben Simmons, man.
Yeah.
Because I feel like his ceiling is so high.
Yep.
He can develop a jump shot.
He doesn't even know what hand he shoots with yet.
Exactly. And then he's got a great mentor in LeBron James. LeBron James hopefully can give him the proper tools. He was trying to do that for Johnny College
Maybe
football.
Maybe he'd go talk to somebody else about the jump shot that he needs to work on. Exactly. Not LeBron, but...
But he'll have coaches. And, I mean, if you're the Philadelphia 76ers, what are you going to say anyway? Y'all are the doo-doo stain in the back of the tidy whiteys as a franchise in basketball right now. You're going to take whatever.
But why would you take Simmons, even though it's very clear he doesn't want to play for you?
Yeah. I would take him. And I would
I would try to trade the pick as much as I could. Because I don't even want to deal with the headache of taking this guy and then him not wanting to play for me. Holdouts, all that weird stuff.
Well, he said the other day that that's all crap. He's meeting with teams. He's going to play wherever he gets drafted.
Yeah, look who his mentor is. He's coming on with the pretty face, saying whatever the right thing is, but I think deep down inside, he really
nobody wants to go to Philadelphia. Jahlil Okafor didn't want to go to Philadelphia. MCW didn't want to go to Philadelphia.
You could go sit on the bench with Joel Embiid and hang out, play cards and stuff.
If Ben Simmons wants to prove it, though, go to the worst team of all time. Turn that pro franchise around, because Philadelphia loves their sports stars. He could be a superstar in Philadelphia.
I just hate it for him because there's no development there. There's no development.
Well, they got Coangelo in, and Coangelo knows how to build players.
Yeah.
Knows how to get things right. The coach is pretty good. So I feel like some good things can happen for Ben Simmons if he goes to
Philadelphia. Then they win 15, 20 games?
They won 10 games.
I know what I'm saying. Will they win 15 games next year?
They better win 15 games next year. Don't lose 70 more games. They'll win 20 games. If they take Ben Simmons,
all right, so you say 76ers games. Take Ben Simmons, so the Lakers take Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
Unless Boston.
They can work some kind of trade where they can draft Brandon Ingram, trade him to OK City for Kevin Durant, and assign a trade, and then something else.
The Lakers? The
Lakers send Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, and Jordan Clarkson.
How funny
to
would
the
it
OK
be
City
get
for
Brandon Ingram? Because that's the funny thing is, you're looking at Ben Simmons, who's like, well, he could be the next LeBron. He has the passing ability, the slashing ability, the high IQ, the defensive ability. And then you've got Brandon Ingram, who is supposed to be, could possibly be, the next Kevin Durant. Long, needs to put some weight on, has great ability to score the basketball. I mean, these guys will never live up to that. Let's just go ahead and be honest with ourselves. They're not going to be those guys.
Yeah, let's see what they are in 3 years.
I think Chris Dunn is going to be the best player to come out of this draft.
I love Chris Dunn's game. He reminds me so much of Russell Westbrook, the athleticism, the defense. He definitely needs to work on that jump shot, though. What young player doesn't need to work? But
he could be – I think he's more Chris Paul.
And he's 21 already, so he's mature.
Yep.
He's going to come in and work and give you all his effort and be ready to play every night.
But he's not going to Boston. Boston does not need him.
Boston tried to trade their picks last year. The Hornets just wouldn't bite.
Stupidest move Hornets have ever done. Because you could be sitting there right now picking Chris Dunn or hoping that one of those other two guys fall to you.
Now, if you're Minnesota.
Who's fourth? Are they fourth?
They're fifth.
They're fifth. Who's fourth?
Phoenix has the fourth pick.
They'll pick some European guy that'll fail. Because the Phoenix Suns are terrible.
But if they don't take Chris Dunn at the third or fourth pick, does Minnesota stay there for the fifth pick, or do they try to package the fifth pick and Zach LaVine to Chicago for Jimmy Butler?
I will. If for some reason Minnesota, it works out like that, Chris Dunn falls to them, and they're able to trade some guys and get that pick gone, and they can get Jimmy Butler, it will be the smartest move that they could ever. That's a dream scenario, because you're talking about Ricky Rubio, Butler, well, probably Wiggins, Butler, and then whoever plays the four. Kevin Garnett is leading that pack and teaching these guys how to run the ropes. Sorry, that's a WWE reference, running the ropes.
And their bench is pretty good. Shabazz Muhammad's coming into his
own. They'll
be
in the playoffs next year. Guarantee that. If they get Jimmy Butler. But maybe I think they're more likely to maybe trade, because Ricky trading LaVine and maybe Dunn, if Dunn falls to them, and probably get Rose, which I don't like.
I don't think they would trade for Rose.
I don't think – the only person who wants Rose is the Knicks, and if the Knicks are the only team that are willing to trade for you, then that's something to say because the Knicks are terrible too. They're dumb. It just doesn't make any sense. All right, last thing we need to talk about, Von Miller.
Yes.
Hold out. I don't know how much time we got. How much time do we got left?
Oh, we got a good 8-10 minutes.
All right. So, Von Miller says he's going to play. Then he comes out on Instagram and says, there is no way I'm playing under the franchise tag. I agree with him, man.
Me too.
You know what? If I'm him, I wouldn't play at all next year.
I wouldn't show up to week 10 and just collect my money.
He won't get any money.
Well, he could sign that tender. He can do what Vincent Jackson did in San Diego a few years ago, where he sat out the first 10 weeks, showed up week 11, got the full deal, and then got the big deal from Tampa the next year.
Man, that.
I mean, because messed him up was Fletcher Cox deal. When Fletcher Cox deal came across the board,
yeah, John Elway, $64 million lost guaranteed. All leverage you had because the Philadelphia Eagles paid Fletcher Cox stupid money. Stupid money.
But Von Miller falls into the linebacker category. And the top paid linebacker, I think, is Luke Kuechly. And his contract was like $40 million guaranteed with around $13 to $14 million a year.
Yeah.
Now, if you were a DN like Fletcher Cox is, then
my big money.
You can ask for $60, $70 million, but you're classified as a linebacker. So you got to fall in the linebacker pay scale.
If you're going to talk about people holding out, if I'm J.J. Watt and somebody's getting paid more than me that plays on the defensive line, I'm like, hey. Houston.
Right.
I'm going to need a pay raise right now because nobody's going to tell me that J.J. Watt isn't the best defensive player in the NFL.
By far. By
leaps and bounds. It's crazy. Anyways, so you think – I don't know, man. I
thought they could have got a deal.
John Elway's so cheap.
He is. If he would have came in at $45 million guaranteed, he could have got a deal, man. They would have a deal right now.
So do they reach a deal? Or do you think it's about to get ugly?
It's already ugly. I
think it's going to get ugly. July 15th is the last day that he could sign it.
But if we look at the Broncos' history, they signed Demaryius Thomas to a long-term deal the last day of the deadline a couple seasons ago.
What was last season?
Last season. I think they get a deal done with Von Miller. They got to come to some kind of happy medium. He's not going to get $65, $70 million guaranteed. But if they can come in at $45, $50 million guaranteed, I think he shows up.
I think if they go, all right, we're going to make you the highest paid linebacker, then they might be able to get a deal done. But the thing with Von Miller is he is kind of more of a defensive end than he is a linebacker. I think that's what he's looking at it.
Yeah.
But look at last year. Yeah, you had a great Super Bowl and a good playoff run. But if you look at him overall throughout the season, he didn't have double-digit sacks.
And he's been injured a lot.
Yeah.
The past couple seasons. So that's a big risk.
I don't know.
Take.
Are you going to play the Shane Ray card? Like, hey, we drafted Shane Ray last year. He played really well in spots.
You might freaking have to. Do you really want to deal with that?
I don't think it's going to get done.
No?
I think so. How great would that be? The players have got to say, they got to get rid of the franchise tag. Every player hates it.
That's what they bargained for in the CBA, though.
And they got screwed by their union. That's the
word. Drew Brees? Wasn't he the president of the union during the last CBAs? I think he was, yeah. He got his money.
During the lockout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got his money.
Was it Brees?
It was Brees.
That makes sense.
It was Drew Brees.
He's like, I'm a quarterback. I don't care.
I don't care. I'm going to get paid.
He get paid billions.
We'll let Roger Goodell have all the leverage and everything.
My cap hit this year is like $40 million until I restructured it.
Ridiculous. Their main concern last time was just not the rookies getting paid, but you're hurting yourself with this franchise tag. And that fifth-year option on first-round picks where – dude is being underpaid, but the team picked up the fifth year on the option, so you have no choice.
Yeah, but it screws you when you're the Panthers and you go, well, we picked up the fifth year option on Star, but Kwan's actually the better player. We don't get his fifth year option.
And we're going to pay this man now $55, $60 million guaranteed.
Hey, that situation's going to get uglier.
It's going to get ugly.
That one actually might end up worse because he's still under contract through this year. if he holds out, I think it could get really messy. And I just – Dave Gettleman won't – look at Josh Norman. Dave Gettleman will not break for you. He will not. No, sir.
And I would hate to lose K-1, man. He's
In Gettleman we trust. I always do. He has done – look at since he's been there, man. I got nothing.
So the draft pick of Vernon Butler, which people question, looks really smart right now.
He saw this coming.
He saw it coming. We all saw it coming. It's like we're not going to be able to keep both Star and K-1.
Nope. And we got Star for a fifth-year option. And if K-1, there's no way he's going to get Fletcher Cox money or Ndamukong Suh money. And that's what he's talking
about.
That's
what he's looking for.
And there's no way I'm paying Kawan Short that. And don't get me wrong, like, I love Kawan Short. I think he could be one of the best defensive tackles in the league if he's not already.
He's right up there with Aaron Donald. No question.
I don't know, man. It's going to be rough.
The NFL, man, y'all got this money. These players deserve to be paid, man. Some of y'all just gonna have to start cutting these checks.
Man, what are we gonna talk about next week? No golf, no NBA, no.
We got some baseball,
hockey.
Right?
Hockey. NFL players, I need you to go out and do stupid things. So I got topics. I need topics. Talk about baseball?
We're talking about UFC 200 coming up.
Yeah.
Predictions on UFC 200 because we all love the UFC.
Yes, I do. Hopefully, we can talk about some soccer.
A little football, hopefully the
UEFA.
US.
UEFA will be heading into tournament play in about a week, something like that.
Something like that.
All right, man. It's been a fun NBA season. Congratulations to Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James.
Cleveland, LeBron, the King.
Does it for you, Cleveland. Congratulations to Dustin Johnson. That is going to do it this week. For the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition, as always. I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by...
Big Shot Bob, side piece.
I think Rocky will be in next week. Hopefully you can join us again.
Yes, I'm going to be running the boys from now on.
Yes.
Sorry, Rock. We love you, though.
Sorry, Rocky. It's going to happen. All right, that is going to do it. Good day.